Hello, my name is Don. I'm one of the pastors here at Legacy, and it is just great to bring this message to you today. In this pandemic that does not seem to ever come to an end, during a very divisive election season, we all can use some help in how we care for each other in our relationships, in all kinds of relationships. So today we're starting a new series, and we're going to look at common relationship pitfalls that we can all avoid. This morning, let's look at the dangers of comparison, comparing ourselves, who we are, to those who we see and think, man, if I could just have it like that or be like that, then I would have it made. During this series, we are talking about how we need to love self if we're going to love others. I realize some of us may love ourselves a little too much, but we're not going to talk about that in this series. Culture basically has three adequacy standards: appearance, performance, and social status. People compare themselves to others all the time to see if they rank higher in one or more of these areas. The world around us treat people, they view them as unattractive, less productive, and lower socially, as less valuable. It's only when we perform or look the part or achieve the status that the world gives us value. But God doesn't work that way. There isn't any partiality with Him. The Bible says, "Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism," in Acts 10:34. Now, I'm not suggesting we should look like slobs and not work hard and just sit in our beanbag chairs eating Cheetos. Ignoring our appearance and performing poorly and shunning society. And I'm not suggesting that we go the other way and overplay our importance. We need to constantly view ourselves as being loved by God unconditionally. God's not waiting for you to reach a certain level to love you. Our adequacy is not based on the subjective or ever-changing formulas of the world. Our love and value is based on the assessment of our Creator and Savior. Each one of us has the designer's genes. You see what I did there? If we are continually comparing ourselves to others, there is a severe lack of self-esteem, which will get in the way of all of our relationships. And this makes building solid relationships almost impossible. The question is not only how can I obey the command to love my neighbor as myself if I don't really love myself, but also how can I love others the right way if I don't know how to love myself? Proper self-image comes from recognizing that our self-image is based on the fact that we are made in the image of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit got together at the creation of man and said in Genesis 1:26, "Let us create mankind in our image, in our likeness." Our image is a reflection of God. We are significant. We are important because we are made in God's image. Now, take out your phone and take a selfie. Post it with a caption, "In God's image." Know that you are important because you are made in His image. In Philippians 2, starting with verse 1, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in His Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind." Paul, this first century evangelist and writer, is saying, if you've got anything out of following Christ, if His love has made any difference in your life, if being in communion, in community with the Holy Spirit is important to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me this favor. Work together. Love each other. Be in deep-spirited friendship with one another. Verse 1 contains four if statements. And these if statements are not an expression of doubt. In the Greek here, it actually expresses certainty. If such and such is true, and I know that it is, because we have been encouraged by Christ, because we have experienced God's love, because we have enjoyed the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, Paul says, because of that, it shouldn't be that big of a deal to maintain true unity that God has given you. So, how am I supposed to reprogram this faulty software that keeps telling me I am less important than others, that I am inadequate, that I am not as special as someone else, that I don't have any reason to love myself? Well, thank you for asking that question. The answer is by daily renewing our inner thought process. We do not have to search for significance or self-worth. We don't have to compare ourselves to others. Each day, I just have to be the best me that God created me to be. In the movie Jumanji, inside this video game, we see the most self-centered teen give up a life to save another. Watch this.
Guys, I've been trying to get across this canyon for like 20 years, okay? Do you realize how huge this is? Let's get up.
No! Alex, no, Alex. No. Alex.
Alex.
No. Alex, talk to me.
Alex.
Wake up. Here we go.
He's dying.
No, we can't let him die. We're too close. Does anyone know how to do CPR?
Yeah, start with 3 chest compressions and mouth to mouth.
1, 2, 3. How do I do this?
Okay, pinch his nose, open his mouth, full lip lock.
Okay.
1 breath, 2 breaths, then repeat.
Come on, Alex.
Bethany, stop! Your tattoo! It looks like you're giving him one of your lives.
I'm okay with that.
What if you need it for yourself?
I want Alex to come home too.
Oh!
and you gave me one of our lives.
Our task is to renew ourselves spiritually every day. We can't afford to let a day go by where we are not renewing our thinking by dwelling on God's truth. If I trust in my own thinking and emotion, which is impaired because I'm a fallen, sinful human, then I will stray into that self-loathing, and instead of being self-loving. If we are going to renew our inner thought process, renew ourselves spiritually, which then allows us to love ourselves in the right way and stop comparing ourselves to others, there are some habits we can use to help establish that reprogramming. And the first thing we need to do is to think like Jesus thought. This is foundational. It's possible to love yourself for the wrong reasons, and it's possible to make subjective comparisons to others with someone else and pridefully conclude that I'm adequate because I know I'm better than that other guy. But concluding that you have more value than someone else is not the way that God's word tells us to think. If we go back to Philippians 2, Paul says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. And then again, starting around verse 5, in your relationships with one another, have the mindset as Christ Jesus, being the very nature of God, did not consider himself equal with God, rather taking the very nature of a servant. The Lord of Lords, like the King of Kings, gave up his rights as God and voluntarily began to serve. Sometimes our inadequacy issues are based on pride. And pride is what causes our relationships then to suffer. I know that when I feel insecure, I am harder than usual to live with. But when I am sure of who I am in Christ, and when I am in trying to think like Jesus, when I view myself as a servant, I live in harmony with others. Security comes when we think like Jesus. Number two is to maintain integrity. If we are going to feel good about ourselves, we have got to maintain a solid level of integrity. Integrity is when we are true to a moral code that we know God has set before us according to His Scripture. The Bible teaches us to live a consistent life, not a perfect life, but a consistent, authentic life of integrity. Having integrity that is true, consistent, and authentic. It's being honest with ourselves about our sins and failures. Proverbs 28:13. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces finds mercy. Not a life of perfection, but of integrity. And finally, surrender self-sufficiency. Someone is saying to themselves right now, but I've tried to change. It just isn't working. God said to Zerubbabel in Zechariah 4:6, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." This will sound crazy, I know, but self-sufficiency often stands in the way of moral victory. It stands in the way of maintaining integrity. In our movie, Jumanji, inside this video game, again, a man has been stuck for 20 years, and he finally realizes that he needs a team to get out. Watch this.
Alex, if I can fight those guys, you can fly this helicopter. I know you can. Come on. Alex, this is where we need you.
Remember, you're the missing piece.
Seaplane McDonough, reporting for duty. Let's go, people.
When we think we are strong enough in ourselves to win the battle against sin, we are only fooling ourselves. We must adopt this mindset of giving everything to the Holy Spirit, giving it to the Holy Spirit's control. Romans 8:6. The mind governed by flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Security comes by thinking like Jesus thought. We are not asked to be perfect, but to have integrity. And we must surrender that self-sufficient attitude. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for who you are. That you are not a God who asked us to be perfect or to reach a level before you will love us. Lord, help us as we go forward in this day to learn not to compare ourselves to others. Not to have this attitude that I can't do this yet because I'm not there, or I need to get this fixed before I could even go to God. Lord, help us to realize that you love us, that you've already chosen us. Help us to see, Lord, that you are just waiting for us to come to you. That you are waiting for us to want you. And Lord, help us to learn to love others. Lord, help us to love ourselves so that we can do that correctly. Help us to put aside those things that are getting in the way of doing what you have called us to do. And that is to reach the people around us. Lord, help us in the crazy that is going on all around us. Help us to work through all that, to see through all that, Lord, and come to your cross and bring others to your cross. Lord, be with us this day. We ask in your name. Amen. The band is going to lead us in one more song, and this is a time to give your tithes, gifts, and offerings.